The Coca-Cola came to our system.
The might of large American corporations like Coca-Cola is powering the Obama administration's latest efforts to build its partnership with Africa. The company at the summit announced it's boosting its investment by $5 billion in safe water and other programs. China, too, has invested heavily, doing twice as much trade with Africa as the U.S. But Beijing has been accused of ignoring governance and human rights issues. President Obama announced $14 billion of American corporate investment at the Africa summit, but indicated the United States will have a different approach.
Capital is one thing. Development programs and projects are one thing. But rule of law, regulatory reform, good governance, those things matter even more because people should be able to start a business and ship their goods without having to pay a bribe or hire somebody's cousin.
This was a big summit, but Beijing started hosting equally large numbers of African leaders 14 years ago. U.S. officials say there is no competition with China for Africa. Analyst Richard Downey agrees.
I think at heart the U.S. and China have mutual interests in Africa. They're both interested in peace and stability and security because that's the best environment in which to grow markets and do business.
He says the U.S. seeks a new kind of engagement.
The U.S. has traditionally focused very much on development issues, on tackling some of the big public health crises in Africa, such as HIV, AIDS, and trying to resolve some of the most persistent conflict. So it's really focused a lot on the downsides, the problems of Africa, rather than the upside, the economic opportunities that China's focused on.
The summit focused on the upside, with economic issues taking center stage. There were no sessions devoted to rule of law and justice. White House officials said leaders had a chance to talk about those issues on the sidelines. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
Prosperity and justice that all our people seek and that all our people so richly deserve.